things are accelerating now. What's happening is people are being attracted to the bucket list life. They say, I don't know what it is, but I like it. I like the name. I'm already in. So we're attracting the right people, and we're building this concept, and anybody that wants to join can and be a part of it. So just reach out. And there's basically five pillars that we've come up with that we want to instill in others, because like the Solopreneur Hour, it's that lifestyle, right? And that's why the Solopreneur Hour, it's a very parallel to the bucket list life. And the first thing is this, is first, be passionate about something. It doesn't matter what you're passionate about, just be passionate about something. And that's what happened to me in December. I was like unpassionate about stuff, and then I became passionate about the bucket list life and living that way. And that changed everything for me. The second, which I know you solve a lot of, Michael, with the people that you interview and what you put out there, is you must have time and money that is flexible, some sort of residual income, something that ties you down, doesn't tie you down, so like a 9-to-5, something that allows you to be free. And so solve that equation. And there's many ways to solve it, but have time and money freedom. The third thing is helping others. And I think this is so very, very important. So if you look at, if you're passionate about something, you're putting love in. And if you're helping others, you're, you know, putting love out to the world. So you put love into what you're doing, and then you put love out to the world. And I think that circle is so very important, helping others. The fourth thing is, you know, if you want to live an amazing life, you got to have good health. And there are lots of ways to do that too. And for our company, we give an option, which is Isagenix is a way to have great health. And lastly, as I was talking with my dear friend Giles, we talked about maybe number five being belief. But belief is usually either an all or nothing thing. You don't go to ask somebody to marry you if you think 70% they're going to say yes. You're doing it because you believe they're going to say 100% they're going to say yes. And so belief is usually all or nothing. So we kind of switched it up, and we talked about distraction control. Basically, if you can control your distractions and keep those at bay, then you can have anything you want in life, and you can live that life. And we find that the people that live the bucket list life are the ones that don't have a lot of distractions or stories. They just say, I want to do that. And then they put that in motion and they take action to get there. And that's really what it's about. It's those five pillars. And I want to spread that message to as many people as possible. And I want to welcome in as many people as possible into this brand, because everybody can live it.